Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Let's get the latest on the crew from insider Adam McAlvey. Brought to you by the law offices of Thomas Morola. Online at morolalaw.net or call 414-327-5800. This is the only station Brewers fans need. Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan.
Joining us now on the Wendy's Big Show, the Great Midwest Bank Hotline, Adam McAlvey from Brewers.com and MLB.com. Covering the Brewers, the first place Milwaukee Brewers. Adam, right now as it stands, biggest news, Yolish Chacin expected back in San Diego Monday. Now that means Freddie Peralta out of the rotation for all intents and purposes. But is San Antonio the likely spot for Freddie, or do we expect him possibly in the bullpen?
Well, I don't know, because they've used him in both roles, and I still think that they feel like there is a role on the Major League club for Freddie Peralta. They thought it was obviously the rotation because they put him there to start the year. You know, they need to figure out whether he's got the pitch mix, to be a starting pitcher. And if they remain convinced of that, then maybe there is an argument to be made for having him go start at the AAA level and just build innings and kind of be that next guy in reserve. Now, you've called up Jimmy Nelson. You've kind of dipped into your reserves a little bit, Corbin Burns in the bullpen. And I think there you could at least make an argument that it could be useful to get Freddie Peralta down there. But that's up to the Brewers to decide whether they remain convinced that he can do that he can succeed in that role long term, or whether, as a, you know, with that kind of two versions of his fastball plus the curveball, whether he's best to just go pitch a couple of innings out of the bullpen every few days. I think those are conversations that are ongoing.
Or just make Manny Pena his personal catcher and let's see what happens then. That's what my preference is. This is the thing about the starting rotation. Billy and I were talking about this earlier today off the air. And if you start looking at this, so if Davies continues to pitch the way he does, and Jimmy Nelson, you know, comes around. I know I'm talking about ifs here, but Jimmy Nelson comes around the way he is. Woodruff pitches the way he does. I mean, those are could be three really good pitchers, and then Chacin being the wild card of the, you know, what he does the rest of the year. If he looks like last year more than he's looked like the first couple of months, this team's starting pitching staff may be a lot better than people thought by the time they get to about middle to end of July.
Well, that's what they're going to have to bank on. And I feel like we're in the same spot we were last year.
Yep.
Where everybody looking at the Brewers and trying to figure out what's going to happen at the trade deadline is going to look at that rotation and be wholly unimpressed and assume that David Stearns is going to go out and get a starter. Now, remember last year he tried to. He was on Kevin Gausman before he went to the Braves and some other starters. So it's not like he didn't try to make that happen last year. But it you know, until Gio came in late, you know, it didn't. So, look, they again are in this territory where it's strength in numbers versus having those top guys. And you saw the other night what a Justin Verlander can do for you.
Sure.
Maybe a bad example because the Astros lost the game. But it's a game where, you know, if you can get at least one guy to go out deep in the game every fifth day, that makes the rest of your staff better. And, you know, Woodruff could be that guy potentially. Jimmy Nelson is going to have to show a lot to prove he's that guy. Chacin is going to have to show a lot. He did it last year, but he's not done it this year. And he's certainly a bounce-back candidate, but he's got a lot to prove. I think it's fair to say Zach Davies still has something to prove that he can sustain this, because this is a level of excellence that he has not shown in the major leagues over a full season. So there are definitely questions, and the only thing I'm sure of is that every time there's an article written or a discussion had about what's going to happen at the trade deadline, the Brewers are going to be mentioned as a team that are after starting pitchers. So I think we need to buck up, get ready for that, and I'm sure David Stearns
okay.
will look. I'm sure he'll you know, just like last year, if there's a deal to be made that he likes, I think he'll make it, but that remains really tough because those top guys are hard to find.
All right, I'm going to put you in a decision of role maker. If you had a choice of what you could add to this roster, would you rather add a closer to allow Hader to go back to his normal wherever they want to use him deal, or would you rather go get a starter?
I would rather go get a reliever because I think that's – well, A, I think it's the most likely. B, I actually think it's the place where it can make the biggest difference, even though the guy pitches a relatively small number of innings over the second half of the season. But I think if you look at what David Stearns is actually the deals he's pulled off at the deadline, he's gone and got relievers the last couple of years. Jeremy Jeffress, Joaquin Soria, both of those deals worked out. They gave Craig Counsell a lot of choices at the back of the bullpen, and it allowed them to be pretty liberal in making moves with the starting pitcher. Twice through the order and go to the pen. That was a formula that worked for the Brewers. It's going to be a little different this year because the schedule is not as friendly in September as it was last year to that strategy. But I think if you can add a big-time reliever, you know, look, they're going to see one this weekend, Will Smith. That he's pitching great. He pitched great last year. He's healthy again, and he looks like a stud. And there's guys like Will Smith dotted throughout the league on teams that are going to be looking to sell as we get close to that deadline. I think that's an area where you can make a difference on your team. You can make your team better without mortgaging as much of the future as it takes to get a starting pitcher. So that's the area I would go. I think it's maybe the safer route to add to a team that's already pretty good if you look at their win-loss record.
Selfishly, I would like Will Smith back because I can just know that Caitlin Moyer and the PR department would put together some really good videos with him and Jeremy Jeffress back together again as the dynamic duo. Talking to Adam McKelvey here on the Wendy's Big Show. Adam, earlier in the year, we talked about when Gio Gonzalez had a big start. I want to say it was against the Mets, and it was maybe his third start with the Brewers, and it felt like Gio had really calmed down the starting rotation, and I remember him saying that, no, it felt more like it was Brandon Woodruff who really set the stage and settled down in the rotation and gave a level of calmness to that staff. And he has really just taken off ever since then. And duels against Justin Verlander, who's a surefire Hall of Famer a couple of nights ago. And Brandon is at the top of his game right now. But could it get better for him throughout this season?
Well, I mean, yeah. If you look at what's happened to other young pitchers who kind of come into their own, he's certainly got the tools to do it. And I think back to sort of the way guys would raise their eyebrows in spring training when talking about what they were seeing from Brandon Woodruff. I think back to Yasmani Grandal trying to calm everybody down in about 3 weeks into April when Woodruff was, his ERA was approaching six, and Grandal said, look, he has. And now we're seeing more of that from Brandon Woodruff. And then I think of those kind of the start in Atlanta, the start against the Phillies, where it was legit no-hit, top-of-the-rotation stuff. And I say this to you guys a lot. Developing pitchers is hard and slow and frustrating. And it drives you crazy because if you're a competitive team, it feels like you need it now. And it doesn't happen now for guys. And for Brandon Woodruff, he's bounced around roles. He found success in the pen last year. He got a big head of steam, I think, in the postseason. Then he struggled coming into this year. I mean, it's peaks and valleys, and it's only the very best guys who come up and just dominate from the start. So he's got a chance to be very good. And I would kind of argue that the path he's taken, this kind of uneven path, is the more common path than a guy who comes in and just dominates. So look, my answer is, I think he has a chance to be a top-of-the-rotation guy, and I think this team needs it because they've got so many other question marks. You know, they kind of went 1-for-3 with the young starters, and they're trying to keep it together even though, you know, their evaluation of Burns and Peralta hasn't panned out in terms of performance the way they wanted it to.
Adam, your gut after the first round of MLB All-Star voting, with Moose sitting second highest at second base, Grandal at 5 in the catcher's spot. Obviously, Christian Yelich is a shoo-in. How many guys do you think represent the team this year in Cleveland?
I mean, I'd go 4-ish. You know, Hader's going to be in there. I think Zach Davies or Woodruff has a good case. It's hard to make it as a starting pitcher because it's really usually only the very, very top guys, and then they dot the rest of the roster with relievers. So I think, you know, Moustakas for sure, I would say. Yelich is in. I think Josh Hader is an absolute lock. So there's three. And then I think you pick, you know, one wild card, whether it's Grandal, or one of those starting pitchers. And I think they have a chance to get at least four, and that's pretty good.
No doubt it is. Adam, appreciate it, man. We'll talk next week, and hopefully after another successful West Coast road trip.
All right. See you guys.
Take it easy. Adam McCalvey joins us on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline. Looking to buy, build, renovate, or refinance in 2019. Look no further. Call Great Midwest Bank today. Great Midwest Bank, providing simply local common sense lending to your community since 1935.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.